You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's plan to introduce boot camps for youth offenders and other more punitive law and order reforms have come under fire by experts for failing to address the root causes of crime and antisocial behaviour in Aotearoa. The recently implemented measures and rhetoric from the government have prompted a variety of discussions about how Aotearoa can properly tackle youth crime, the resources public agencies have access to, and the measures that have worked so far. I spoke to Aaron Hendry, a youth worker and co-founder of Kickback, to discuss the government's recent youth crime reforms and the measures that have worked in the past that the government should be looking into instead. What do you think about the government's current approaches to tackling youth offending?
Look, I think, first off, one of the current programs, the Fast Track program that was brought in by the last government and is being kept, as I understand, by this government, you know, I think that's a really great initiative. You know, the idea is that you bring the community together, government agencies together, and you respond really quickly. And we've had 76% of children have not reoffended after engaging with that project. So, you know, I think there are some really important things happening within the community that are having success and are preventing further harm from happening in the community. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge that and we do that work. I think some of the rhetoric has been concerning and disappointing. I know there's been a conversation out there that nothing we've been doing is working, so we need to just, you know, try something different, and that different has been defined as something punitive and harsh. Evidence shows us that punitive, harsh responses don't work to prevent harm from occurring in our communities, because children have not mentally developed in a way to respond to harsh punishments. You know, often these are kids that are already suffering, they're traumatized, they've been abused, they're in poverty. And what we're actually arguing about doing right now is hurting kids even more, extracting revenge off children rather than actually understanding if we want to actually solve some of these challenges our community is facing, we need to respond to what is going on in that child's life and do the things we need to do to prevent the harm from occurring. So I guess that sort of approach is definitely really concerning and disappointing.
Can you tell us a bit about the Fast Track program and how it's been able to successfully tackle youth offending?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was brought in by the last Labor government. I believe this government is continuing it. It basically is just empowering the community to do what, you know, we've been calling for a long time. So the way I understand it is that you've got government agencies are able to get in a room together, you know, whether that's Working Income or MSD, Buying Order, Housing Services, with community agencies, and sit down and, you know, quickly as possible, if a child has caused harm in the community, they can be triaged at that table, understand what are the needs that this child has, but also what are the needs their father has. And so if mum and dad are actually in emergency accommodation and, you know, they're not getting their entitlements from WINS because something's gone wrong and they're starving and they're struggling, okay, how can we work together to get that family housed, to get them the food that they need and the support that they need, and also give the whānau the support they require and the interest in the support that they require and their brothers and their sisters. And so we actually start working far more holistically and start engaging with what is happening in that child's life so that we can respond adequately. Now, the challenge, I think, for that program is that we don't always have community resources we require to really address some of these issues. And for some of our young people that have had some of the greatest harm, you know, those who are maybe got the most complex needs, we don't always have the community-level responses required to really meet those needs, and that's where we struggle to see an intervention happening.
So what do you think about the government's recent announcement to introduce boot camps for youth offenders?
Yeah, I think something we are famously known for doing in New Zealand is pouring money into the face of the problem rather than addressing the real problem. Boot camps are ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. It is saying, look, instead of going upstream and actually tackling and addressing what's actually going wrong in our society, which is inequality, poverty, homelessness in some cases, children that have been neglected and abused, we are going to punish those children at the bottom end. And so I think it's a serious lack of investment in solutions, and it risks potentially making the situation worse. I do, and I am aware that there's some good people within our community doing the best that they can to try to make that service as good as it can be. But the fundamental challenges, the reason why these children are causing harm, are in the community. And if we do not see significant resourcing and investment into our communities, we're going to continue seeing a cycle of harm in our community.
So as a youth worker who works with rangatahi yourself, what are the approaches to tackling youth offending that you've seen work?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say it again. We need to respond, not react. So A lot of these punitive measures are the reaction. We're feeling things. People are feeling like hurt and harmed. And I want to acknowledge that for those whānau, those people that have suffered violence and harm in their communities, that's not okay. And I really empathise with those people. What I'm concerned about is ensuring that those people that are fearful right now, that have been hurt by crime, who are concerned and want a solution, that they don't get further victimized and further harmed, and their pain is not used to deliver policy that will actually cause further harm to other, to vulnerable children, but also to them in the future, because we don't deal with the issue. Now, what I have seen work is that when you take young people who are significantly traumatized and you start to address what is going on in their lives, then you see success. Now, for some young people, that looks like, hey, the problem, the reason why they're getting involved in a ram raid is because actually right now they're living on Queen Street. They have nowhere safe to live. So what's the intervention? Well, we ensure that we give them a safe place to live. We ensure that they have community around them. We ensure they have their basic needs met. And we deal with the problem at its root. For some young people, you know, they maybe have FASD, they maybe have a neurodiversity, a disability. Their whānau and their community don't have the support that they need. They're marginalised, they're struggling with poverty. So it's about supporting that whānau to support their child, but ensuring that they have the right level of support for that child and that they're actually getting a community around them that can address those needs. And I spoke to a young person recently who said that the reason he's getting involved or he has gotten involved in crime was because actually mum is struggling to put food on the table for the rest of her siblings, and so that's why he does what he does. Well, there's your intervention. It's ensuring that that family has the food and has the support that they need to survive and live with dignity. Now, these are not hard things to figure out, and I think one of the challenges with this conversation is that we seem to want a silver bullet. We just want a policy or a boot camp or something where we can just punch people aside without dealing with the fundamental reasons why this stuff is happening in the first place. And the core drivers of crime across the whole world, if you go and you find a community where there's a high level of crime, some of the core drivers of that crime will be poverty, it'll be social exclusion, so you know you don't have the resources you need, so you're excluded from main society, it's inequality, and it's housing insecurity and homelessness. And these core things cause the harm that we see in our community. Now, we can address those things. We can address economic justice, we can address inequality, we can address homelessness, but it's not a quick fix. It's not someone just writing a policy and funding a boot camp. It's actually dealing with the big systemic issues that exist in our society, having really important conversations about what sort of world do we want to build, what sort of community do we want to be a part of, and what sort of society are we wanting to participate in. Those are choices that we get to make, and we need to start having a far deeper conversation about what we want for our people and what we want for our communities.
Are existing agencies like Oranga Tamariki properly equipped to deal with youth offenders?
I don't think that our existing agencies have the resources they need to respond appropriately. A really important report by Professor Lambie a few years back detailed, you know, why the gaps in our system where we're failing our children who cause harm or children who offend. And one of the things that he highlights and has been highlighted over and over and over again is that our social workers with Oranga Tamariki are overworked. They're overwhelmed, the caseload's too high. We cannot engage early enough to prevent harm from occurring because the people on the front line are burnt out and they've got too much on their plates. That's where our interventions and our money will be better spent, is ensuring that Oranga Tamariki, but also our services, our community services, have the resources they need to respond to this. Now, we often know who those children are in our local communities. We know what's going on, and far earlier before harm has occurred in the community, we can see it coming. What we often lack is the resources, the youth worker, the social worker with the capacity to do the job that they want to do, the counsellor, the food, the housing. We lack those key resources to respond adequately, and so the harm occurs. You know, for people that are really suffering and dealing with the impact of crime at the moment, I think what we need to be saying is, look, we want to prevent that harm from occurring, and we want to respond adequately, and to do that, we need to follow the evidence. We need to look at early intervention and prevention and responding rather than reacting to the harm.
Has youth crime and offending been getting worse in the past 6 years?
It's so interesting. So over the decades, so we have a thing called the Youth Justice Indicators Report, and basically it tracks crime and youth trends, and it has for the last decade. And the last decade, it's been going down. Now, the last report between 22 and 23, we saw a slight increase. And, you know, coming out of COVID, which is when this report is kind of based, you know, it's kind of the fallout of that. You know, we saw a lot of the increase in some of those drivers, inequality, social exclusion, children disconnected from their communities, poverty. So we shouldn't be surprised that there's been a slight increase. It'll be interesting over the next year to see if that trend continues. But also we shouldn't be surprised if it does, because some of the decisions we're making right now to pull resources out of local communities, to not deal with inequality and poverty, to not actually address what's going on for our children and for our whānau, are the sorts of things that would see crime to, you know, look to increase. It doesn't have to, and that's, I think, the really important point. What we can be doing is responding. We can deal with economic justice, we can deal with inequality, we can deal with poverty, we can deal with housing insecurity. We can ensure that all of our children, all of our young people have the resources they need to live with dignity and to thrive. Those are choices that we can make.
And that was Aaron Hendry from Kickback, talking to us about different approaches to tackling youth offending and the root causes of crime in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.